Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's interview is with Silk. Silk is best known for Freak Me, Meet Me in My Bedroom, and many other songs. They also have a new release. It is on the CD or album, The Quiet Storm, and it was released about 6 months ago. But while we wait on Silk, I listen to some really beautiful music from Silk.
Yeah, you got Jimmy on the phone, and other guys are riding in Germany, going to Berlin tonight. We're on tour with Joe and Ashante out here in Germany, London, and Italy.
Okay. Then you're on your way to, you with Joe and Ashante?
Yes, ma'am, and we're on the way to Berlin right now.
Oh, okay. Great. You guys are traveling.
Yes, ma'am.
You have some beautiful music. Some people like to call it baby-making music, but regardless of what it's called, I call it grown folks music. You guys can
sing. Grown folks music, baby-making music. Thank you.
Yes. You have some great songs. I'm not going to put the artists today down. Okay.
Oh, they're doing their thing.
I don't consider this
The new generation is pretty strong right now. Yeah.
I was going to tell him, I don't consider this old school music or grown folks music. I'm not putting any other young folks down. Okay. So
grown folks music is what it is.
Yes. You have the Quiet Storm album.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
Quiet Storm.
Did you
I'm sorry, what?
I was going to ask, did any of you write the music?
We didn't write anything on this album. We went to our producer who did the Meeting in My Bedroom joint. He, the Light Allenby, wrote a couple of songs. A guy from Atlanta, out of Atlanta, did a couple of songs who worked with Charlotte Wilson. And his name is Wiley. And we went with a couple of big-time producers that we love to work with.
Oh, okay.
I did the Quiet Storm record.
So this was released, what, last year?
Just six months ago. Just dropped the record. We dropped this record 6 months ago, and we've been pushing this record independently the whole time. It's our first independent record, and we've been doing pretty good with it so far. Our single, Love For You To Like Me, topped at 32, 33 on the charts for a couple of months, and we've been working the record from there.
Oh, okay, great. Great. That's wonderful. I like the new single. I know you're performing it now while you're on tour in Germany and Italy next.
Oh, yeah.
So,
definitely.
Okay. All right. So I was going to ask you, do you feel that, what do you think about today's music?
I think today's music is great. It's a new generation, just like it was when our 90s generation came out. They got their own style of R&B where they mixed a little rap with it and they jacked up the beat. So they're calling that more of a new school R&B. And but at the same time, R&B traditional is more like what our style, the Jodeci's and Rhyme and Nights and the Key Sweats and people like that. And they just changed the twist of it a little bit for themselves by making it, putting a little rap in it, or, you know, making the beat more feel like a remix beat or a club beat, and, you know, so they can have their own style of R&B, but it's still effective for their generation, and our generation, so much might not listen to it, but, you know, firsthand, but they'll get to it at some point, but, yeah, learning to adapt to them,
They're
learning to adapt with us, and the more collaborations we do with each other, like Key Sweat and Chris Brown did a collaboration last year. And when you do that and you generate, you're bridging the gaps between the generations, that helps to, you know, that helps the music. That helps us in the music industry.
Yes, I believe that. I believe that all too well. So, the next single which I have is Silk, I Love You, R&B for 2016. Is it okay if I play your song?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's one of my favorites.
Album. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of
all
our
right,
favorites.
Thank you.
everyone, that's Silk, I Love You. You can find it on, I found it on YouTube. I found it on some of everything. Great. Great music. Yes, they still have that beautiful, those nice, sexy voice. So, hi, so Mr. Jimmy.
Hello.
Hello. Hey,
hello.
Mr. Jimmy.
Hi, yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here. How is it out
okay,
there in
I'm
Germany?
Sure. Oh, it's cold, a little cold, not freezing, but it's a little chilly. And going into Berlin, it's supposed to snow tonight, so we might see some snow tonight. Other than that,
okay.
We're an hour outside of Berlin and going into town. We're coming from Stuttgart, or Stuttgart, the way they pronounce it, Stuttgart, Germany, which is not far from Frankfurt. And now we're headed to Berlin. And that song you just played, I Love You, off the Quiet Storm album, is one of my favorites on the record.
It is? Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
So how many tracks are on this song? Ow. How many?
It's 10 tracks on this album.
Okay.
10 tracks on this album.
All right. And you five gentlemen are doing it up.
Yes, ma'am. Sure.
Okay. All right. I've never been to Germany. It sounds nice, though. I know quite a few military people have been to Germany.
And, yeah, we do the USO tours for the military, too. And we love to do that because we get a chance to go to the bases in the areas that we're performing and perform on the base, and we perform off the base.
Uh-huh.
But the soldiers get involved and they get a chance to come out, take some time off, and go to a concert or a performance. And it's really good to see them enjoying the show because we don't understand how many hours a day they work as an individual. Like, they work like 12-hour shifts, and they don't get that many breaks like that. They don't get that many off days between their shifts, and it's just really great to see them take some time off. Even the general and chiefs will be out there chilling and take a break for an hour or two and just come to the concert, and that's the only break they might get for that month. The whole 30 days, they might get an off day between those times. They don't really get a break. And because even when you're off, you're on. If they call you in, you have to come in for something. So it's good to see them just take a break for 2 minutes. Don't do nothing but eat, drink, and enjoy a show.
Yes, it is. That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
I believe the Army, the military, not just the Army, the military in general, Air Force, Navy, Army, that National Guard, that they should be paid more money, and so should the teachers. I personally do, but that's my own personal
opinion. Oh, yes, they should. I agree. I agree with that for the teachers. I don't understand why we don't, our government doesn't give the teachers the same respect as a military job or a government job, because you're raising our children in education, and I just think that with stress, even though it's a great job, it comes with stress, just like most jobs. And, you know, they should be paid more money. The police officers, the nurses, you know, all the first responders should be able to make more than a decent living, you know, being first responders.
Yes, because all policemen aren't bad. All of them are not bad people. I mean, there's just some of them. It's in every profession, it's going to be good and bad, no matter
yes,
what.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Right.
Yes, I understand that. You know, where I live at, it's not the greatest, you know, but I do have family in law enforcement, but
right.
It's not the greatest. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's things that
go
on when I talk about. Yeah, but I agree with you, though. They should be giving paid more money than what they are.
Yeah, they should be definitely making more money. And it should be to the point where people are fighting for those jobs because of the quality of the pay. You know, instead of running from those jobs because the pay sometimes doesn't equal the stress that it takes to raise people, children, and educate people. And, everything that goes with that.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. It's just tragic So what we see on TV and know about through the internet and different outlets, but it's like a, I really believe there's bad in every profession, no matter what the profession is.
Yes.
Good and there's bad.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It sure All right. is.
Okay. So next you have the song on your new Quiet Storm album, She's the One.
Oh, okay. That's the song, I'm sorry. I take back what I said earlier. Two of the songs on the album are written and produced by us, and that's one of the songs, She's the One.
Oh, what did you say? Say that again.
She is the One, one of the songs that we've owned on our album, and from our production team. And that's one of our favorites, too.
Okay. All right, then. So, everyone listening to this interview would know, where can they go out and buy your CD? And do you have a website that they can go to find out where you will be performing?
Yeah, our social media is SilkFans, SilkFans, one word for everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and SilkFans. You can find our CD on every major download, like the Amazon and the Spotify's. And you can download it from any major download. It's an internet record.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. And can they go and find out where you would be performing? Can they look somewhere, TV channel?
Yes, on Silk. They can look on Silk Fans on our Facebook and our Instagram and our Twitter, Silk Fans. We put all our dates on there and performances.
Okay. All right, everyone, you heard Jimmy from Silk. The next song for the group Silk is She's the One.
It's a lot of BS. About Asia.
Like the lyrics, like the vocals, you guys got it. You got it. Something.
Thank you so much.
Something. You're more than welcome. You deserve it. You deserve to be praised. The next song is Billionaire on your Quiet Storm album. Okay.
Yes. Wiley right. Mars again, the one of the producers on the album. He produced Charlie Wilson's last album. He's a Grammy nominated producer. And he brought that up tempo track to us, Billionaire, and we love that track, so we jumped on that quick. Yeah. We like that song.
You know, I was reading something. There's a lady. Now, everybody knows pretty much that Miss Oprah Winfrey is a billionaire several times over.
Of course.
But,
yes, ma'am.
There's a lady named Miss Janice Bryant-Howroyd. It says she built a billion-dollar business. She has a billion-dollar business, even though Miss Oprah Winfrey is the first black woman, a self-made billionaire. Miss Janice Bryant-Howard, CEO of Akron Group, is the first black woman to own a billion-dollar business.
She's CEO of what now? CEO of what group?
It's called Akron Group, and she does not give interviews from what I've been told. I tried.
Akron Group. I just never heard of her company. It's just good to know somewhere.
It's called,
you know, that statue.
Yes, sir. She's the CEO of the largest minority woman-owned employment agency, shares seven keys businesses. And where I got this information, this source, is www.blackenterprise.com. It says small business,
oh, okay.
entrepreneurs-com. Yeah, Black Enterprise, is Wealth for Life.
Is that the same as Black Enterprises magazine?
Black Enterprise, is what
is that,
now?
Is that the same as the Black Enterprise magazine?
Yes, yes, sir, it is.
It's a black. Okay, great.
They have a website. Yes, her name is Janet Bryant-Howroyd, and she's the CEO of Akron Group. I think that's wonderful. She started in 1978. It says that she's well on her way of becoming a $2 billion by year at the end of 2012. So here it is, 2017, smart woman. Because this was written in 2012 by Black Enterprise. Yeah, it's 2017. What made me think of was your song, Billionaire.
Oh, okay.
I was looking, I said, wait a minute, you know? But it's nice to know those things about people.
No. Yes, it is. I'm going to look it up, too, as far as just the Black Enterprise. I've seen that magazine several times in Atlanta, where I'm from.
Okay.
And I see it all the time out in the grocery stores and in the bookstores and stuff. So I'll be checking for her magazine again.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. Smart woman. Yeah, that's what I really think.
I think so, too. That's to her.
Yeah. Okay. So the song Billionaire, it was wrote by the same people. The same gentleman?
I was wrote by a guy named Wiley Morris, who produced Charlie Wilson and a few other actors and people like that. And Wiley Morris and his production team wrote and produced this song. Then.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out to be a great hit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Up-tempo,
I believe that.
Up-tempo R&B. Yeah.
Okay.
It talks about how you as a woman makes me a billionaire because I have you in my life.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. It's about a woman. Before I listened to it, I thought it was about something else. Before I had that's what I thought.
Uh-huh. It's about how a woman makes a man feel because he loves her so much.
Yeah, and this is the song here, Billionaire. Sorry about that, everyone. By Silk. Is it okay if I play this song?
Oh, yeah, we'd love for you to play that.
Okay, this is Silk. The song is Billionaire. I believe it's the third one on their album, RCD. This is a 10-track album or CD. I still call it album sometimes. And it's called Silk,
oh, yeah.
Quiet Storm, and the song is Billionaire.
If I didn't have the material things that belong to me, no one knew how much of them taking it to the deep. I was living with every day that I helped you be.
Butler, that's the album for Silk, if I'm not mistaken. It's the fourth album. It's called Billionaire. I like that one too. I really do.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Billionaire, and that's the album Quiet Storm. Everybody can go look at it on any major download and check it out. And you can download a single off of there, or you can download the whole album. It's up to you. Just check it out, Quiet Storm.
Okay. So, I know here lately, a lot of people have went to having their own label, a record company. Are you one of those people? Are you one of those groups?
Yes.
If you can't talk about
that's what Quiet Storm.
Okay.
No, that's fine. Yeah, we're Silk Entertainment Group, and Quiet Storm was our first release off of Silk Entertainment Group. We collaborated with a licensing company out of New York called Shineke Records out of New York. They're a licensing company. They license records, and they help you put out your record to promote it and all of that. We got a video called Love to Like Me. You can go check that out on YouTube. Love for You to Like Me is the single off the record, and you can check that out too.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful because I noticed there had been a trend. I started getting curious about two or three years ago when Miss Dickie Winans was on Show Talk with Angela Butler. It's been a couple of years, at least two. And she is a very hardworking woman. Okay.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
You're singing. Somebody's singing. Who is that? I heard somebody singing.
Oh, that was one of the guys working
nice.
To sleep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
Okay, so you gentlemen mind if I play Freak Me?
Oh, no, without a doubt.
About the show? Okay.
Yes, ma'am, that would be great.
And please come back on Show Talk, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Talk, okay?
Thank you to all your
yes,
viewers
sir.
On Show Talk.
Yes, sir.
Right. I'm about it.
Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. You just got through listening.
Thank you, Ms. Butler.
Hi. Oh, you're still on the phone. Thank you. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I appreciate it. You guys are welcome back.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to close
okay,
out with you.
Jumped a month. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll
thank
check back in
much.
With you later. Thank you. All right.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Sir.